I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season as we strive to open ourselves each and every day to the grace of the Holy Spirit, to follow each and every day the example set forth for us by Jesus Christ so as to participate each day more and more fully in the life of the Trinity. In this episode, in our journey through Easter, we strive indeed to become more and more like Christ, who became like we are, so that we could become like he is. Today is Monday of the sixth week of Easter, and our meditation begins with the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 32 to 36. This Jesus God has raised up, and we are all witnesses of it. Therefore, exalted by the right hand of God, and receiving from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth the Spirit which you see and hear. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he says himself, "The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thy enemies thy footstool." Therefore let all the house of Israel know most assuredly that God has made both Lord and Christ this Jesus whom you crucified. Theodoret writes, "Who indeed was exalted? Was it the lowly or the Most High? If it was the lowly, what was that but humanity? For what was the Most High except for the divinity? As God is already Most High, he needs no exaltation. Thus the Apostle shows that humanity is exalted by being made Lord and Messiah. The Apostle does not mean by the term he made the everlasting nature of the Lord, but the change of Christ's humanity from lowly to exalted, which occurred at the right hand of God. He thus shows the great mystery of faith, for when he says, 'By the right hand of God exalted,' he clearly shows the incomprehensible mystery that the right hand of God, which made all things, which is the one by whom all things were made, and without whom nothing was made, through its union with humanity, lifted it up to the exaltation of his divinity." Throughout this journey of theosis, we indeed celebrate each and every day the saving acts which have been made possible through the life of the Son, through the grace of the Spirit. Because of Christ's saving deeds, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension to God's right hand, and because of the graces given to us by the Holy Spirit, sent through the Son, sent by the Son, and sent by the Father, we who were once sinful and cast down because of our disobedience have now been lifted up. The gates of heaven themselves have been opened up for us. Humanity has been glorified in Christ, and in Christ it now sits at the right hand of the Father. Because of what Christ has accomplished and done for us in our humanity, we too can now participate in that glorification. We too can participate in the life of the Trinity by obedience to the Father, openness to the Spirit, and imitation of the Son. This indeed is the path of theosis. It is the destiny which has been offered to us through the love of God, a destiny which we must accept, and a destiny which implies in us a responsibility to change the way that we've acted, to become more and more like Christ, to live more and more in that life of the Trinity. Let us continue to follow this destiny, to seize the destiny of love that has been offered to us, so that just as our humanity has been glorified at the right hand of the Father, we too might be glorified with it through the grace and the power of God. We will conclude with our Easter refrain, "Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life."